Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
This is the Keep Your English Up to Date podcast from bbclearningenglish.com. In this week's programme, John Ato explores the origin, meaning and use of the phrase fit for purpose.
Are you fit for purpose? That's a question that seems to be being asked about nearly everything and everyone these days, so you'd better have your answer ready. This rather prim phrase began life in the field of consumer protection law, characterising a manufactured product that does what it was designed to do. The implication for the consumer is that if something isn't fit for purpose, you can take it back and get a refund or a replacement. The expression was occasionally used metaphorically in British English in the early 21st century, but what really made a wider public aware of it here was the announcement in 2006 by John Reid, the newly appointed British Home Secretary, that his government department was not fit for purpose, meaning that it was no good at doing its job. That unprecedented criticism hit the headlines and opened the way for the use of fit for purpose in an almost unlimited range of applications. A recent random search I did turned up buildings, budgets, educational courses, street lights, railway stations, hostels for the homeless, acts of parliament, cattle sheds, soldiers, soil and wash basins, all described as fit for purpose, or, more often than not, as not fit for purpose. So, perhaps it's time for you to ask yourself, is my English fit for purpose?
That was the Keep Your English Up to Date podcast. For all the latest downloads and quizzes, go to our website, bbclearningenglish.com.